Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Almost a reverse of yesterday with today, with wheat lower and beans higher, corn caught in the middle.
Yeah, wheat kind of weighed on the corn a little bit, but it's still strong closing corn up 7. New highs put in beans, meal, and oil since the first of the year on this latest push up. Beans up 30 cents, and meal up $8.50, and oil up $1.50. So really strong performance in oil seeds. More talk of no problems in South America, particularly Brazil. Talked to a contact down there today. He said some of that early harvest in southern Brazil is very poor. 5 to 15 bushel beans in Paraná and 10 to 20 in Rio Grande do Sul, which is one of the biggest states. But he did say the later crops, the later beans in that state would be better. But some of the commercials down there are talking 125 million metric ton to 130 instead of the 130 that's been tossed around last week. So the crop keeps getting smaller, but I would think it'll level off down here someplace as harvest is in full force down there. And there's going to be, you know, a fair amount of beans available here in the next 2 months. And I think it's more of going to be if we need to buy acres up here in the northern hemisphere for the spring is what's going to kind of lead the market up there.
Yeah, and if the Brazilian farmers decide they want to sell, right now it seems like they're holding back.
Yeah, because they don't know what they got for yield for sure. And, you know, it's a little harder to tell what you got for yield in bean fields versus corn or wheat. And, you know, again, palm oil made a new high. And that market continues to show strength. And then, of course, the energy market up in a pretty big way today also.
Yeah, for sure. How about livestock? What happened there?
We did see a continued bounce higher there with the stock market firmness. Feeders up 90 cents. Live cattle up $1.60, $1.80. So we kind of recovered early week losses here. And we're kind of continuing to trade the range. We do have a cattle inventory number out on Monday, and that's kind of that twice-a-year number that comes out. Usually they put it out on Friday, but it's not till Monday the 31st that comes out. So we'll look forward to see what that says.
Yeah. Lean hog market corrected just a little bit here today.
Yeah, the hogs have been strong. You know, there is some PED going around southern Manitoba, and there's some concern that could spread to other areas, but you know, those June hogs are, you know, they made a new high yesterday, and they're very overbought. They basically went from 95 to 105 here in short order. But, you know, demand for, you know, meat and food is still pretty strong.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, the oil numbers were out today, and there was a slight build in the crude inventory. But that didn't seem to slow down the crude market, as that's up $1.80. And the Fed has just out with their announcement. They did leave rates unchanged. So that's maybe a little relief for the financial markets here today, too.
That's what I was saying. Most traders weren't expecting them to raise rates here at this meeting, I didn't think.
No, I wouldn't think so either. They're talking the March meeting, but it sounds like they still plan maybe to raise rates. And they say inflation's well above 2%, but it's been well above 2% in reality for a long time.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.